Mohammed Mia and Sachin Dil Vaidya. So people have tried very hard to analyze the confinement, deconfinement phase transition in quantum chromodynamics, which is QCD for short. But the big problem is that QCD is confined in the low energy, which means the coupling is very large. So the usual perturbative approach cannot be used there. But then, like in the late 1990s, people find that people find from string theory that certain gauge theories actually can be described using classical supergravity. So in this project, what we actually do is to find the supergravity description for a non-conformal thermal gauge theory with non-zero chemical potential, which resembles large N QCD. And we will study the confinement, deconfinement mechanism. Okay, so I would like to first express some basic concepts from for those who are not familiar with string theory. So what's string theory? In one sentence, string theory is a self-consistent quantum gravity theory, and it has a space-time dimension 10. And then how to write down string theory. Okay, so for a point particle, I think all of you know that to write the action for a point particle is just to the action for the point particle is actually proportional to the length of its trajectory in the space-time, so which is what line. But for a string, like okay, first we have open string and closed string. Then for a string, the action is like the natural guess is that the action for a string is proportional to the area that a string wipes out when it moves in space-time. So it's a two-dimensional worksheet. Like you may wonder that what these particles look like in the string theory. Okay, so actually different particles, they are represented by different vibrational modes of a string. So this diagram is for a closed string. There are three different vibration modes, and they represent different particles. Okay, so there's a big gap here. So after you write down the action for a string, and then make it supersymmetric, and then quantize it, you'll find that there are five different super string series, type 2A, type 2B, type 1, and heterotic SO32, and heterotic E8 cross E8. So these five string series, they are connected to each other by different dualities. And if you, like, you can also lift these 10-dimensional string theory to 11-dimensional M theory. This 11-dimensional supergravity, which is supergraph short, is the low energy limit of M theory. And this one is also connected to these five different string theories by different dualities also. these are the basic things you like you have to know in, for string theory. But before I go to, before I continue, I would like to introduce another object, which is brain. So basically, brain is an object that open strings can end on. So this picture is two brains with open strings attached on it, and this is closed string. So in type 2B, there are like D1, D3, D5, D7, D9 brains. And in type 2A, the brains, they have different dimensions. These 1, 2, 3, 4, they mean the space dimension. So for example, this D1 brain in type 2B actually has a space time 1 plus 1. So now suppose we have, we put N D3 brains on top of each other in type 2B, then we will get gauge theory SUN. So how to see that it's SUN? Like, imagine that you have an open string, and so the open string have two ends, and these two ends can end on any brains. And because these N, these three brains, they are on top of each other, and you cannot tell which one's which one, so you actually have a symmetry of SUN. This is a very like simple way to understand it. So I want to emphasize that now you have this SUN gauge group on this on the ND3 brains. Now what it looks like when you go very close to the D3 brains, so the geometry will look like a product of ADS5 cross S5. So this picture is a tall picture for ADS5. And this is the five-dimensional sphere. So like when you go very close to the ND3 brains, then the space-time will look like very strange, like this. It's actually not this, but like yeah, you can imagine it's very complicated. There are this ADS50 correspondence says that the field theory on the ND3 brains, this gauge theory we have seen in the previous slide, it's actually due to the string theory on this ADS5 cross S5. So this is due theory. First you have a gauge theory, then you can describe using a geometry, which is a classical gravity theory. So this is a table for gauge gravity dual. The first one we have seen that this ADS5 cross S5 geometry is due to an SUN field theory on this D3 brains. This N equal 4 means the supersymmetry. So it's natural to think that maybe you can change the S5 to other manifolds, like T11, which is we call conifold. And then on the gauge theory side, it becomes SUN cross SUN, and the supersymmetry is 1. And then like you have seen, there are only D3 brains in type 2B. You can also add D5 brains, D7 brains. Then the gauge theory will be more complicated. Like you see here and here, they are all conformal field theories. This SCFT means super conformal field theory. And now if you add other brains, you will find it's no longer a conformal theory. And this M means you add another, like, you add another M, defined variance. So the gauge theory also changes to SUN cross SUN plus M. And here the geometry will also change. Like here it's a pure conifold, but then it will become a deformed conifold, which is a little bit different from conifold. So what we do is, so like we, like I said, we want to study the phase transition in quantum, in QCD, so we have to add temperature. So what's temperature correspond to in the gravity side? It's actually a black hole solution. So this is already done by Mohan Mia and his collaborations. And then what we want to do is add chemical potential in this gauge theory. This actually correspond to special fluxes in the theory. I will show this picture here. So now you see we have ND3 brains. Okay, so this is the conifold, and we have ND3 brains at the tip of the conifold, and the defined brains wrap some two cycles, and these are D7 brains. And here's a string attaching from D7 brain to D3 brain. This is a big picture for the brain construction. Like this is on the gravity, this is on the gauge theory side. So what it looks like in the gravity side, it's like, now here we have a black hole which gives temperature in the gauge theory, in the gauge theory side. And the D3 brains and D5 brains actually go away, which are replaced by fluxes. And the D7 brains remain, and there are string go from D7 brain to black hole. This string, it represents quark, anti-quark states. So, okay, so how do we define the phase transition? It's actually we write down the action for this string. When string breaks, we say it's a deconfined phase. If it remains as a string, like, then we say it's in the confined phase. This is the last picture. So this is what we want to find. This is a phase diagram, and this mu is chemical potential, and T is potential. So we want to find this deconfinement phase transition. And also, we expect it will give us a superconductive region if we go very high in the chemical potential. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Could you define AD S5 and S5?
S5 is just five-dimensional sphere. Like, you know, two-dimensional sphere, it's just five-dimensional. So ADS is in cosmology, we have this cosmological constant. If the cosmological constant is zero, then we have flat space. If it's larger than one, we have the Sita space. If it's smaller than one, then we have ADS space.
So you mean S5 in ADS?
No, it's
so why do you have a
product
five
of ADS5 cross S5? So totally the space time is 10.
Oh, okay. So 5 is for the dimension in ADS.
Sorry?
You just define ADS?
Enter the Sita space.
Okay, and the 5 is for the dimension?
5-dimensional sphere.
Okay. And also, it's good.
Any further questions?